It was a cold, dark feeling, and it was fear. I had fear. And what the fear was is that I knew. It was like a knowledge. I knew if I died in this state, the feeling was I would go to hell.
Stay good day. Welcome, my friends, to The Storyteller, where you'll find First Nations people from across Native North America who are following Jesus Christ without reservation. On today's program, we'll hear more from Alaska Native Paul Frost as he shares about the grip that drugs had on him and the fear he had that he would die in his sin.
I got involved during those times the Trans-Alaska Pipeline was being built in Alaska. So I went to work on the Trans-Alaska Pipeline, and I was working on that for a number of years. Got involved in, when you get on the pipeline, there's all kinds of drugs and everything going on up there because there's lots of money going around up there. And so I got involved in everything that was going on. And sitting here now, I know that I wouldn't be alive today. I would have OD'd. I had three of my friends overdose and die. We were just doing way too many drugs. And God chose to deliver me from my addiction. And that was a miracle in itself. I didn't know that you could do that, but you really can. Now, I wasn't delivered because I just prayed one time for God to deliver me. I actually prayed for over 2 years, even while I was in the middle of my addiction, and some people would use the term, I was high. Even while I was that way, in that situation, I was still aware of what was going on. And I would pray and ask God to deliver me. And I just continued to pray over and over. And then even as I prayed, I was good for a few days, maybe a week at the most. And then I would go right back into doing those drugs again. And I was just an addict, full-blown addict for 10 years or more. And I believe that when you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you're saved. And you don't just like lose your salvation because you backslide or fall away for a while. I don't believe that. And I was, the problem was is that even though I was running around, you know, doing all these things, I wasn't happy. I was miserable, and I couldn't run far enough away. I couldn't do enough drugs. I was under a real conviction about my lifestyle and what I was doing. And I would not go to church. I would not pray. I would not read the word. I would ignore it. I would stay high. I would just keep running from the Lord. But yet I was under conviction, and I was really miserable and hurting, really spiritually speaking, inside. I knew that I was doing wrong. I knew it. I mean, I could hide it. I could fool myself. I could, you know, fool around. I could be the life of the party. I could, you know, I could do all those things. I could, but when I was alone, and that's the worst part, I never wanted to be alone. That's why I was always around everybody, and I'd stay around people. But when I got alone, I was really alone, and God just never let me go until I woke up one night in the middle of the night. And when I woke up, I had this real cold, dark feeling inside of my heart. And I woke up really scared. And this thought that I had, and I'm not sure, I don't know what I was doing that night, but I woke up, and this thought was that, I'm not saying it came to me in a verbal form. I'm not saying it was like words or even a picture, but what it was total understanding. It was like in an instant, I knew. And to put words to try to explain, the best way I can explain it is, I mean, I don't know how to explain a feeling that's on you instantly like that, other than that. It was a cold, dark feeling, and it was fear. I had fear. And what the fear was is that I knew. It was like a knowledge. I knew if I died in this state, the feeling was I would go to hell. But at the same time, that wasn't the only feeling. There's so many words that go with it. But the fear, I can tell you this fear I had, the fear was, is that this conviction, this knowing I was wrong, this, that I must go back, I must, let go of this fear was, is that, that I was gonna die. I knew I was gonna die. And it could have been because three of my friends have died, but that wasn't it. That wasn't it. That wasn't the fear. That wasn't what brought that on. What brought it on is I just woke up in a cold sweat one night, and that's what it was. And you know, I thought that was a bad dream and stuff and it would go away, but it didn't go away. That thought, that fear, that whatever it was, it wasn't just coming to me at night. It started coming to me during the day. And even though everything was fine all around me, and I had all the money I could want to have, and I had all the friends, I was so far alone, and I was so scared it was a lost feeling is what it was. And I started praying and I started asking God, you know, God, don't let this happen. It was a fear that I was going to be die. God, somebody was going to let me die, that my life was like being gambled for in a sense that I was going to lose. It's a fear that you don't want to have. It's a cold knowledge fear. And you're going to die. And I knew I was going to die, and I was running from it. And that the only way I knew how was to ask God to not let that happen. And I was praying. And then that's how my prayer started evolving to try to stop doing these drugs. And that's what I meant by over 2 years of praying. That's how it started. You know, I found out that there's such a thing as quenching the Holy Spirit. Choosing to get up and live your own life every day and doing your own thing and putting God second. You know, because see, even though you've accepted Christ as your personal Savior and you invite Him in and He gives you eternal life and He gives you His Son's blood to cover your sins, and now you can pray to Him and He will hear your prayers. He gives you eternal life. He gives you all of that. Even though He gives that to you, He still does not take your will. Even after you've prayed and invited Jesus into your heart, you still have your own will. And you can choose to get up and serve yourself and live your life. Or you can choose to serve Him and to, through the Holy Spirit, through you, to live that day for Him. And in that sense is what I mean by, if you continually choose to live your life, knowing that the Holy Spirit's in you, but you have to ask Him and you have to feed your spirit by reading His Word, you can choose not to do those things. And making those choices, you are quenching the Holy Spirit. You can actually choose to drink alcohol or do things that you know are wrong. And every time you do those things, you're giving a foothold, a little bit more of a foothold to Satan. And what happened is I used the excuse of my parents' divorce and losing my appendix and not being able to go to the junior nationals. And there's a lot that I didn't share. There's a whole lot part of my life. I was really athletic. And you can choose to keep quenching the spirit. And there's scripture that if you keep doing that and you keep doing that and you keep doing that without confessing your sins and rededicating your life, which simply is asking God to forgive you and confessing what you've done and cleaning the slate, so to speak, with God. If you refuse to do that and you keep going your way, you can quench that Holy Spirit so much that the flame, if you will, almost goes out. And there's scripture that says that at some point, if you live that way, your physical life is taken to save your soul. Even now, to this day, I don't believe that I was lost and that I was never saved and that God was telling me I was lost and that he was going to take my life and I had to give my life to him. But I believe that what was going on at the time was that I had quenched the spirit for so long, and he still protected me and loved me even though I was going to, but you can't just go on and on and on living your life without Christ, without consequences coming. And I'm not talking about the consequences of your sins. Now, yes, God forgave me and he delivered me, but I still had to pay the consequences of those choices that I made. And I'm still paying for them now, today. But I believe that God was letting me know that I needed to come back to him. That's what I believe. And that fear I had was that I was so far from God, that I think he was gonna, that my life was gonna be taken.
Well, that's about as clear as you'll hear it. Sin has consequences. And the deeper you're in, the more devastating they can be. If you're running from the Lord, it's time to stop. It's time to turn around. It's time to come home. If you're thinking you've gone too far, let me remind you about the story of the prodigal son. You can find that story in the Bible in Luke chapter 15. Though the son had rebelled, when he turned his heart back toward his father welcomed him home. My friend, don't waste another minute estranged from the one who loves you so much. God tells us in his word, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. What a promise. Perhaps you're unsure if you're saved. Jesus died, was buried, and rose again so that you could be certain. Why don't you turn to him now? If you'd like to know more, visit our website, withoutreservation.com, and click on the tab, New Life. You can also write to us at The Storyteller, P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota, 56619. That's The Storyteller, P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota, 56619. Our phone number is 877-766-4648. If you're on Facebook, you can connect with us at Without Reservation. Thanks for listening. And remember, the greatest story took place at the cross. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. My friends, there's more to Paul's story, so be sure to join us again next time as we listen to The Storyteller.